Wow. Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I am your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond will always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Be sure to like and share this broadcast. Yes, yes, yes. Like and share this broadcast. I want you to share it everywhere and let them know that Silk is on the air. You all, we have a packed show for you all tonight. We have Dom Luker coming on. We're going to talk about these black people leaving the Democrat plantation. You know, you got a lot of black people that's waking up. And so we want to talk about that. But before we talk to him about it, we have J6 hostage, Mr. Jake Lane, that's going to be calling in real soon. They'll let me know whenever he's here. We got some breaking news, and I want to hear what he has to say, and I want to give him the opportunity to say it. So he'll be calling in real soon, and they'll let me know whenever he's ready to do this right here. But you all be sure to like and share this broadcast. Share it everywhere. Listen, sharing is caring. And if you care about your First Amendment right, if you care about your Second Amendment right, if you care about being able to buy your bullets to satisfy your Second Amendment right, you will stop what you are doing and you will share. Now, reporting live from somebody prison somewhere here in this country, I want you all to welcome to the show, Mr. Jake Lang. Jake, how you doing, darling?
Well, God bless you. I'm just walking in the spirit, taking it day by day. In fact, today is day 1,170 of my incarceration without a trial at the hands of the tyrannical Joe Biden corrupt regime.
That's so sad. Now, where are you at? Are you still in D.C. or are you in New York?
I was taken out of the D.C. gulag by the U.S. Marshals in the middle of the night about 3 weeks to a month ago almost now, and transported to one of the roughest prisons in America, Brooklyn MDC, a gang-ridden institution here, mismanaged by the federal government. It's like the Wild Wild West here. So.
Wow. But you are safe, at least safe, right?
By God's grace alone, not by our government's doing.
Yeah, well, what I'm looking at is that you have people out here that's praying for you and praying for your safety. So that's a good report to let everybody know that you are safe and sound as of right now. Now, I understand that you have some breaking news for me. I want you to go ahead on. Let's talk about this breaking news.
Well, you know, first and foremost, you know, we definitely are, the January Sixers are being well received in the federal prisons because we represent, I guess, a resistance tyrannical federal government that's railroaded people and the prosecutors that are, you know, so underhanded. And I guess we're just bringing out the truth in the media. And one of the most underhanded things possible just happened less than 24 hours ago. My civil attorney, Stephanie Lambert, who represents the January Sixers on the J6 class action lawsuit that me and 76 other Jan Sixers filed about a month or two ago. She was just arrested in Washington, D.C. after appearing in court for Patrick Byrne, an election integrity case that she's fighting, you know, Dominion voting systems that behemoth of a scam. Is suing Patrick Byrne and, you know, suing everybody, Fox News, suing everybody. And so she actually produced over 2,000 pages of emails proving that the Dominion machines were backrooting. They're basically giving a backdoor access to this team had set up in Serbia. And all this, you know, Stephanie went brave and out of her way to produce these documents to a local sheriff, and the sheriff produced them to Jim Jordan, and, you know, Dominion and all of the DC swamp people just absolutely are going berserk. And so they arrested her outside the courtroom in Washington, DC for a warrant that she had in Michigan for failing to appear for some type of court case against her stemming from this.
Okay, so let me understand. Now, they did not arrest her because she disclosed all of this evidence. They arrested her for something else. That's what you're saying to me.
Well, no, that the arrest is had some, yes. basically her warrants that she's being basically taken out of Washington, D.C. and traveled to Michigan now is stemming from this court case where she did leak the documents. Yes. And now she's battling the court case and she's refusing to basically back down. And so it just is very weird because I only got her on my case last week. And so literally the week that she becomes a January 6th attorney, she's arrested by the United States Marshals inside a Washington, D.C. courtroom for misdemeanor charges in Michigan. It's too weird to be circumstantial. This is political persecution.
So you're saying that, okay, so she got arrested, okay, for the information, but did anybody that was basically collaborating or colluding with these with a foreign entity, did they get arrested?
I don't believe so. I mean, one of the charges that she's facing is being in unlawful possession of a voting machine, and the Dominion has such deep tentacles into the federal government and all of these entities that are persecuting the Jan Sixers and Mike Lindell, right? Yeah. And everybody that's standing against him, Sidney Powell, you name it. And they're basically trying to take out one of the main key chess players in this election integrity fight, who is also a Jan 6 attorney now. And, you know, I just can't believe this. I think that my assistants were telling me that on my Twitter, a post was going super viral and thousands of people were commenting just in pure lament. They were lamenting that this doesn't seem like America. I mean, it's one thing, God forbid, to go after the January 6ers, but now they're making political prisoners out of our attorneys as well. How can you fight this battle like that?
Well, I'm looking at the fact that, you know, they want to lock up the individuals that is disclosing the crime, the criminality, but don't want to lock up the one that is committing the crime. They're nowhere to be found. You know, that's ridiculous. You have that information out there, and I'll be sure to re-etch that or retweet that or whatever they want to call it so that people can know what's going on here in our country. Is she looking at a case now? She's looking at a case right now since she's been arrested by the U.S.
Yes, it's four charges they're bringing up on her in Michigan. You know, we're going to be fighting all the way. Was able to text my assistants just an hour or two ago. She's finally out on her own recognizance, and she's, heading her way back to Michigan. She's completely drained from this. I said, I had my people text her back. I said, I know exactly how you feel when they throw you in handcuffs and parade you like a circus animal through these court systems, and they just are, it's spiritual warfare. And so I sent her a quick prayer, you know, letting her know that God will close the mouths of the lions that are lined up around her, trying to destroy her. And the thing that she did by providing those documents, the whistleblower documents, to that sheriff was the right thing. And God will always reward when you do things boldly and righteously. And so, you know, it's just we've been warning about this, I think, from the very first time I came on your program. So that January 6ers are just the first wave of political prisoners in this country. Now they're going to lock up election integrity, you know, battlefield players. They're going to lock up the moms that are going to the school board meetings and the priests and the pastors that are protesting outside the abortion clinics. They have an agenda, and it is to scare and submit anybody who dares stand against their oppressive force
narrative and agenda. Yeah. And you said that just last week you all also got her there as the new J6 attorney. Now, is she just representing you? No. This is a class action lawsuit that you all have.
The class action lawsuit. Yeah. So her whole entire firm that she heads up, basically Patrick Byrne funds it, and she's going to be representing, and she still is representing this entire class action lawsuit. And, you know, the legal, I guess, principles that are going behind this class action lawsuit will have such a shockwave throughout the January 6th world, as far as if we can win a civil lawsuit in the January 6th battle, that will upend the DOJ's criminal charges they're bringing against everybody. Because if you can, you know, prove that you were entrapped and they used improper use of force and they were improperly trained and improperly responded, then how can you bring criminal charges up on people that were met with, you know, a force that was improperly trained and you know, obviously responded improperly, murdering four people on the steps of the Capitol. So this is our reverse lawfare. We're taking it back to them. So I'm really excited to see how Stephanie and her team continue to fight back. She's got to fight our battle, the Jan Sixers, and her own now. But, you know, we're gonna just take this all in stride and just keep on praying through it.
And, you know, not to mention the no due process, the different videos that can exonerate just about everybody, especially when you see that the doors was open from the inside and they had the red velvet ropes and people walking through it and so forth. So the information is there. Now, real quick, let's just switch gears. I got about two more minutes with you about this celebrity J6 Capitol police officer. Now, what happened there? You said something about a public threat on his Twitter page.
This is ridiculous. I mean, this is part of the unraveling of the massive lie that is January 6th. The federal government and the Democrats, they, you know, propped up this lie with the Jan 6 Select Committee and all of their apparatchiks like the Washington Post and New York Times, and it's crumbling down around them. They painted these Capitol Police officers as heroes when really they have very deep-seated malicious intent. They hate Trump. Mm-hmm. They hate his supporters. They hate Flyover America. They hate all of the conservative Republicans that showed up on January 6th. And Officer Sergeant, Capitol Police former Sergeant Gannell, true colors showed. Apparently on Twitter, he sent out an open call for Antifa to attack me while I'm in Brooklyn Federal Prison. And I don't know if you guys know Brooklyn, New York, but this is a heavy liberal, heavy Antifa stronghold in America. So he's basically calling for me to be stabbed or murdered while I'm in prison. This is the true nature of the Capitol Police. All of the Congressional Medals of Honor and the white horse-drawn carriages and all that nonsense, that's all puppet show. These police officers really had some malicious intent in injuring and stirring up an entire, riot that they started on January 6th. They wanted it, and they wanted a battle, and they wanted to hurt people, and they got one.
Yeah, and they're the one that provoked it. They are the one that entrapped you all, as far as I am concerned, and according to the videos that I've seen. Now, how can people donate to you all, to the cause and different things? What is that website, Jake?
Yeah, guys, the best way if you want to really get involved with the January 6th movement, help out over 270 political prisoners behind bars right now, is go to sponsorj6.com. That's sponsor, the letter J, the number 6.com. Sponsorj6.com. Sign up to become a monthly commissary sponsor. It goes a long way. I appreciate you, Silk, so much, and the team at Frank's Beach. I love you guys, and God bless you. Thank you so much for having me back on, and I'll talk to you soon.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Jake Lane. God bless you. All right, you all. That was Jake Lane reporting in, talking about the different things that's going on. So you all be sure to support him and support these J6 hostages. I know they call them J6 prisoners, but these people are hostages. They are hostages, in my own humble opinion. That's sponsorj6.com. Sponsorj6.com. Okay? We have to have their backs. All right, because apparently our Congress, our Republican Congress, who lied to we the American people, don't have it. You know, they said that, we can't do nothing right now because the Democrats, they're in. When we get in, we're going to do something. They ain't did jack. They ain't did a doggone thing. Okay, let me calm down now. Let me calm down because I got to get ready for my next guest. You all, don't forget that the show is sponsored by MyPillow.com. Where you can get the MyPillow 2.0, the My Mattress Topper, the sheets, the slippers, the towels, the loungewear, and so much more right there at MyPillow.com. Be sure to use promo code DIAMOND. And don't forget that the show is also sponsored by DrStellaMD.com. That's DrStellaMD.com. If you're in need of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or potassium iodine, then visit DrStellaMD.com. That's DrStellaMD.com. And also, the show is sponsored by PatchThat.com. patchthat.com. You all, I've been wearing my Eon patch all day so that I can be calm, cool, and collective. All right. And you could do the same thing too by going to patchthat.com. So go to patchthat.com so you can get patched up and purchase the Eon patch. Oh, yes. I absolutely love the way it makes a sister feel. No medicine, no drugs, no stimulant, none of that stuff enters your body. And this is patented. All right. It is patented. So that's patchthat.com. Now I'm going to go ahead on and bring on my next guest. All right. You all are here to talk about how the Black community is rejecting Jim Crow Joe Biden's policies and turning to Trump. Please welcome to the show the founder of Break the Narratives Network. Please welcome Mr. Dom Luker. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, hi. How you doing?
How are you doing, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Now, let the audience know, what is Break the Narratives Network? What is that all about?
It's a new news media that I started up. It's going to try to revolutionize what journalism is as a whole. And it's going to rely heavily on bait and switch strategy for pretty much. It's going to appear as if it's liberal news pieces that's going to come out or liberal investigations just to switch the audience once the content start probably about 2 minutes, 3 minutes in.
Okay, so that's strategic. You're strategizing there. I absolutely love it. And I love the fact that you're looking to force the media to change the way they manipulate the masses by using their own sources and strategies to challenge them, you know, because just this week alone, you know, we saw how the media took and manipulated the context of what someone said, and they changed the meaning of something to fit their narrative. So we saw how they did that and how they continue to do it. And this is something, this is a tactic that they've been doing for a very, very, very long time. So it's good to see somebody come in and combat that. You know, we have the left-wing media, we have the right-wing media, and we have the in-between media. We have the underground media and the alternative media. And I'm glad to be part of the alternative media where we can kick back against all of this foolishness. So is that the reason why they want to censor you, Dom?
Yeah, I would believe so. I never really got a full answer yet. It can't be because of hate, because I'm not a hateful creator. It possibly might be just because of the effectiveness, I believe, and just the uniqueness of the brand. And it gravitates to a lot of people. It gravitates to the common denominator. It gravitates to the average American that's hard to reach. And that's really a threat to the independent one. If people go through my comments, I got a plethora of different type of people from different nationalities, from different beliefs, liberals, etc. And it doesn't really resemble echo chamber, but it validates the fact that the conservative mind is becoming the more so accepted culture. And just me simply existing, the brand exists, it validates that we not only are winning the culture war, but it has become an American culture to be conservative just from the people that supports me alone. They wouldn't be here unless they align with my ideals or my beliefs or even the stories that I push.
Let me ask you this question. Did you write something to combat the left-wing media when they was talking about the word bloodbath?
I didn't really write anything to combat it. I just... I forgot what I had posted about it because I saw everyone else. They really,
it was so much.
I didn't add much. I forgot what I did. I think I just did a joke, if anything, but I didn't really say much because everyone, they honed in on it so fast.
Yeah, it was so much out there, but I was so grateful that I finally saw the other side fight back and do something and show the whole context of everything instead of just sit there and just get pummeled upon like they usually do. Huh?
We're in the offense. It's a new era. Yeah. We are no longer playing defense. And I feel that shift started to happen around November of 2022. We are in the offense now. And you can see it from the top creators on these platforms. They react to our news. I remember not too long ago, 2019, 2018, we reacted to everything that they said. They gave us these labels, these identities. They gave us all of this propaganda, but all of us reacted to it. Now you see things such as the Krasensteins, the Sissons, Don Lemon, etc. You see all of these people, they're reacting to what we do. Whether they be pissed or not, they're reacting to us. If we don't do anything, there is no news no more. So everyone's looking to see what conservative America has going on. We are the
news. You know what? You just described my sister and I whenever she was alive, and that's what we did. We fought back against it. And when they saw two black chicks who was down with politics fighting back against their narrative, they were like, who these, who, what? So they started calling us coons and Uncle Toms and Auntie Mamas and Nacho Mamas, Bahama Mamas, all of this different stuff. They just started calling us all of these different names and different things, you know? And so, you know, I'm still here to carry the torch of trying to help save America, and I'm fighting back against a lot of the lies that they continue to spew and to tell. Now, you know, we not only are we dealing with word fair, we're also dealing with lawfare. Now, I really, really quick, I want to get your opinion about Letitia James and these Democrats that's trying to destroy President Trump by stealing, his wealth and interfering in an election. These people are thieves. So what are your thoughts about what you see happening when it comes down to this lawfare?
I hate to, that they're utilizing black women to do this propaganda.
Just
this
year, come on.
They're using black women to do it. And black community, black men. So Trump got black men this election.
Yeah.
He has black men. And you can see that by the propaganda that Democrats are bringing in. They typically would bring in male rappers by this point. No, right now they're focusing on Cardi B, Sexy Red, Latto, etc. So you see they've changed their narrative. They're focusing on the women. They're focusing on the black women this election, because the Democratic Party as a whole can't exist without black women. As soon as women got the right to vote, Democrats succeeded power, and they've had it ever since. I mean, that's an undeniable fact. So it's multiplied tenfold when you think about black women and the dependency on the party. And they're utilizing black women to be the quote unquote champions against white supremacy, Trumpism, MAGA, whatever they consider. They're using them as pawns. So other black women can view them as champions. And it's very unfortunate that they're not seeing what's happening. You have the Fannie Willis, who's, you know, attacking President Trump, and the Leader Williams. And not all of it is completely, you know, I mean, it's not authentic. Fannie Willis, she was supposed to be doing her job. She first was supposed to convict Young Thug. She never finished that case. So how would she have the time to take on a president, a presidential candidate, or the president of the United States, if she couldn't even handle a rapper or finish that case? So it's a lot of propaganda. This woman wasn't even deserving of the position, but she matched the color, not necessarily qualification.
Come on. Unfortunately. I call it affirmative action.
Yeah.
I call it affirmative action.
Yeah, when they're being used, if you see black people being used to attack a president, typically they don't earn that position, because people that work hard for those positions, they won't risk it all on a stupid plan like that.
Right.
See, it's only talking about people that got nothing to lose that's willing to do that. That's like selling out. When you have a defined brand, something that you worked hard for, you're not about to take no small money and give up everything you've worked hard for. That's blood, sweat, and tears. But when it's given to you, you're willing to say yes. You're willing to prosecute an innocent man. So they're willing because they get desperate individuals that never were qualified for the position.
You're absolutely right. And see, they're giving up their entire career, because now this is what she will be known for. Okay. And one thing I continue to tell, especially the black community, stop being used like a tool to push a white liberal agenda, because that's what they love to do. And they think, now you're talking about the black women. I'm thinking about Eric Adams, even though he's a man. Eric Adams, you got Johnson, you got them up there. They push those faces there in front of us because they want to keep this race baiting thing going on. They want to keep black versus white and white versus black. They want to keep that in the forefront, while the real puppet masters is behind the scene pulling the puppet strings and creating what we see going on. Now, in your own humble opinion, Dom, do you believe that the 2020 presidential election was actually rigged and stolen from President Donald J. Trump?
I do wholeheartedly. I actually had a Facebook group in that time, which started me off in all of this. I remember when I was down there at J6, this is before Twitter, anyone knew me. And I just had a Facebook group that got to like 70,000 followers. I remember when I went live at J6, just walking towards the Capitol, me and every single individual that was just in the vicinity of it, our phones went offline and all of our pages got banned. The thing is, they sat there and said it was due to acts of terrorism. And they said any type of act of terrorism that's displayed on Facebook results in an automatic ban. That's complete propaganda. And to me, they didn't want any footage. So people got to think, why is the majority of the J6 footage only from the government that's coming out, because people have phones, right? We always record. We record doing shootouts. We record doing the most traumatic events. But the only reason why you don't see footage, and this coming from someone that was there, they shut our phones off and they deleted every Facebook page. You only do that if you have something to hide. All the way to the Georgia election, we've seen the proofs of everything coming out with that. The ballot harvesting, the votes for dead people, even me living, when I was living in Georgia, I had a vote. I mean, a phone call from Senator Warnock's campaign asking me to vote for him, although I live in Tennessee. It's a plethora of information for people to say it is true that Donald Trump did not lose his presidency. And more importantly is the fact that we had both congressmen and senators both agreeing to not sign off on that presidential and certify that election. Now, Democrats have denied the election three times, but they've only had one portion. They've only either had, well, only had Congress. And Maxine Waters has led two times out of the three where Democrats did not accept the election, but they never could get Senate to even say that the election was stolen. Now, we had that in 2020. We had Senate and Congress saying that we won't certify this, but on January 6th, with what happened, it was unified. Because if anyone speak out against it, it's like a vote for this is a vote for terrorism. So they had to build the story. We had something Democrats attempted three times, but weren't able to succeed. We had Congress and Senate. So they had to create a narrative. They had to create propaganda to make it to where people would be ashamed to even vote for their country's freedom. I believe he has not only won his election, but I believe he is president.
Yeah, that's why I call him President Trump. I don't call him no former president. And you know, when I first heard the Democrats coming out talking about former President Trump, I said, wait, hold on. We don't say former President Obama, former Bill Clinton. We don't do that. I said, no, he is the president. I call him President Donald J. Trump, period. Now, with Jim Crow Joe Biden, I can't call him president. I call him resident because he sees the White House as far as I am concerned. Now, let's talk about our Black community real quick, okay? Because I want to open up the phone lines. I want to open up the phone lines so we can take some calls. If you all have any questions for Dom that you would like to ask him, you are welcome to call in by texting to 772-900-7502. Just text Hello Silk to 772-900-7502, and our team will handle the rest, and we can take it from there. But I want to talk about real quick about the Black community. Do you see a lot of Black people packing their bags and running off of that Democrat plantation? What are you seeing?
I see it myself. Well, I went down to Chicago and I was fortunate just to see the Black people. And what's different this year from 2020 is that he's got a specific type of Black that Democrats said would be impossible for a Republican to even grasp. Uh-huh. So he gained these rappers. He's got more support than any room. So right now he has stats that you won't see in mainstream media, not even Fox News, to start to validate this. But I've put compiled a list together and shown that President Trump is only second to Barack Obama in terms of urban support, in terms of rappers. There is no other president in American history that has had that much support from rappers. As of today, President Trump has had support, or at least 42 rappers have validated they're going to support him and vote for him. That's taboo. That was taboo at one point. There were people getting killed for having a red hat on. And now you have someone like Sexy Red. Sexy Red is completely different from everything that is conservatism and MAGA. But nonetheless, it does validate what I stated, that it's the common American. It's no longer political to be conservative. People are going back to their roots. Black people are just starting to wake up to the fact that they've been conservative the whole time. Black people are mainly anti-LGBTQ. They're anti-pedophilia. It's a common fact that a child is safest with a Black man. A child is safer with a Black man than any other race in this entire world. And that's because of the pedophilia and anti-pedophilia culture that's in Black America. You're completely shunned out of the family if that comes out.
Right.
So we praise different too. We are Christians typically. Can't no one praise Jesus the way Black people do. Look at the way they shout. Look at the way they pass out. You got to put water, towel. You got to do all these things because they connected to that energy unlike any other one else. So they praise a little bit different. They understand God different. They have these morals. They're anti-LGBTQ. They're everything that is considered conservative. The nuclear family. We are the only race that really tear each other down. I was just arguing with my sister about this. She said, this is about accountability. It's about accountability. I said, man, none of these other races do this. It's quote unquote, be accountable, because these other races know that every other race is watching. Not with Black people. No, we demand perfection. let you have a history, you be perfect and you come out and say you beat your wife or something, they defranchise and destroy you. They demand absolute perfection in this community. And that is conservatism, to conserve what is perfect, to conserve a good role model, to conserve someone to lead the youth. That is what Black America is. The propaganda might tell people otherwise, but we are the strictest community. We are the most judgmental community among each other. And that's conservatism, is to conserve your community and to improve it and to maintain. And that's mainly Black America. We do a lot of policing in our community. That is, I mean, the truth of it, we are the most anti-government race in America, which it makes sense why we're targeted by the government the most, because if you're anti-government, that tells the government you're not needed. That's why they bombed our cities, because we didn't need them. We showed everyone else the model. When they bombed Black Wall Street, we showed everyone else how to do it. And they can't have people showing the government you don't need them. So I feel like it's always been Black America versus Democrat Party. I mean, our party, the Conservative Party, only started because of the Kansas-Nebraska Act by a majority of Black men. Yeah. Kansas-Nebraska Act was a Democratic Act that gave slave owners the rights. It was in the slave owners' hands to determine the humane rights of each of their slaves. We existed to fight the quote-unquote evil white Democrats' laws and their prosecution. So
that's right.
What was before, and see,
that's why they brought up the KKK. That's why they brought up these different races, the white supremacists. See, the Democrat Party is the true white supremacists. They are the ones that hate the fact that we choose to think outside of the Black box. And when it's like when they see that an individual, especially a Black person, has left the plantation, they seek the dogs out on them. Okay, and then they try to wheel you back in, or they call you all of these doggone names. Now, I was just listening to what you was just saying. My question to you is, where are the churches at? Where are the churches at? Because I remember growing up in Sunday school, the church, staying at church from sun up to sundown. We had missionary service, afternoon service, late night service, choir rehearsal, prayer and tarrying service, fasting and praying, tearing all night long, 24 hours, and they talk against a lot of the different stuff that the Democrat Party now represents. So I'm looking at a lot of these doggone pastors that's being acceptance of a lot of this different stuff, and I'm like, what that happened here?
You want to start, like, you talk about them churches now? I don't know.
Come on. I'm talking real, honey. Yeah, I'm talking real here, right here at Diamond Suit Chit Chat Live. We talk real talk here.
Well, I would say there's a reason why they don't have to pay taxes, because churches can be an extension of propaganda, no different than Hollywood. They can be compromised. Oh. They can be compromised by the Democrats to get incentives, to get more income, or make their churches, increase the size of their church. They say, we give you certain tax credits or give you certain tax benefits. Even in America, I found out that if you're African or Jamaican or whatever, you can't move to America if you have negative tweets about Joe Biden. It's like the same thing on a larger scale is happening to the churches. It's giving you a false perception of reality.
I hear you, but they can allow Joe Biden into their Black churches to sit there and spew his propaganda about Republicans. Okay.
Yes.
They can allow that, all right, but they got to go along in order to keep that that 501c3. They got to go along to keep that status, so they don't have to pay taxes. That's basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
Correct.
That's what I believe. I believe so. I believe they're doing what they're working in the government interest, so the government works in their church interest.
Oh wow. Well, now we already know with Jim Crow Joe Biden, he's done absolutely nothing for the Black community, you all. And I have to call him Jim Crow Joe, okay? Because that's what he looked like and that's what he reminded me of, all right? Now, the one thing that he did give to the Black community within the last 3 years is a crack pipe and a smoke kit with lip balm, okay? We reported on that's what he gave to the Black community. But for a lot of other different communities, he's given thousands upon thousands of dollars. Now we have a lot of these illegal aliens that's coming into the Black community. And I feel like Black people are being replaced by these illegal aliens. Yeah. A lot of people are upset about that. So Dom, what are your thoughts about our open borders and these illegal aliens being allowed to come into our country and terrorize American citizens.
You got it right. Yet again, Black people, in my opinion, are the target of Democratic propaganda. We're the model. So anything that happens to anyone, it happens to us first. Every single thing. So like I said, if they targeted our culture first with the hip hop and implementing homosexuality, all these things that we complained about in the 90s and the 80s, we're seeing it now in white America. I feel like that's the same thing with immigration. The Great Replacement, I see a lot of white Americans, they're constantly afraid of the Great Replacement. They should be, but they have to be aware. They're not about to send in the poorest of the poor into no rich neighborhoods. They're coming to our hoods first. So they first be implemented to our hoods. They replace us. Then they get added into society. You don't have to worry about them right now. White people wouldn't have to worry about the quote unquote Great Replacement for them until about 15, 16 years till we're out the door. They first got to get their numbers up. Then they can start taking over the streets. Almost every profitable business is started off as a mob of some sort in early America. It's true. These people were savages. This is how corporations start. This is the preliminary rounds of a group of people that coexisted in our society. So I feel like we're the first target, the Great Replacement, once we're out the door. And they do see that we are conservative now. So they can't have us no more. We're no longer useful. They're losing the Black culture, and we're starting to reproduce. We're starting to reproduce. Yeah. We're starting to see more Black men in the homes of their children. And they're telling them, they're teaching them what not to do. And that's a big problem. So now they got to have new people that don't have parents. That's why they separate these kids away, so they can have the government to be their parents when they come to America, because they understand Black Americans are starting to parent and govern their children. Mm-hmm. So they need new children that need governing. And they're multiplying. Right. I mean, every single year, there's more Black children that's aborted than born. And that's not random. How many migrants are being bused to these sanctuary cities such as New York? I find it strange that these sanctuary cities are also the cities with the most Planned Parenthood departments, Chicago, New York, etc. If you look at it, there is a trend. So these same cities that are bringing migrants in, they have the most Planned Parenthood abortion centers. I don't think that's random. Mm-hmm. No, we are being targeted. We are being replaced. They've tried to eliminate Democrats specifically, have tried to eliminate Black people at least 12 times. They just found out it's a lot better if we do it ourselves. There's nothing like eliminate yourself. We are considered a virus, and there's no better way to get rid of a virus than what we inject the virus into ourselves so it can fight itself off and ward itself off and get immunity. They're trying to make America immune to Black people by implementing a new virus.
You're absolutely right. That's right. And not to mention to kill off our Black babies, and to advocate, to get out there in the streets, advocate for women, not just black people, but all women, to kill their American babies while allowing these illegal aliens to come over here and have babies. And then say, we need somebody to pick the vegetables. Our numbers are down and so forth. That is ridiculous. And the one thing that infuriates me, Dom, is the fact that if you or I right now, if we committed a crime, they're going to give us three hots and a cop behind a locked cell block after we've taken our mugshot. Okay. That's what they're going to do to you and I. All right. But to allow these people to trespass in our country illegally, just come over here freely. And then I'm an American taxpaying citizen, all right? I'm pretty sure you're a taxpaying citizen as well. But our money to be used to house and clothe and feed these individuals, and we got the inner city that looked like it been blown up in war, and people sitting there can barely make ends meet in a Biden's nightmare and struggling. And then you got all these millions of dollars, these dollars all of a sudden you have to be able to house and clothe these individuals. That is ridiculous. Don, we have a caller. We have a caller. Do you have something? Did you want to go ahead and say something to that, darling?
Oh, no. I just agree with everything you're saying. You hit it right on the head. We're being replaced and they're housing them, they're clothing them. I don't know if you just seen they're allowed to have weapons in New York too, which I feel like is somewhat terrifying that they're able to have arms.
So I'm going to have to bring you back to a whole other show because you're absolutely positively right. They're allowing them to have weapons, okay? Now, while trying to take our weapons away from us, I'm like, are you really? We have a constitutional right, our Second Amendment right, to bear arms, all right? Mm. To protect ourselves, all right? Especially from this rogue government. But you're allowing these people now that don't belong here to our country, that's terrorizing Americans, that's killing Americans, and you allow them in our country and tell they have a right to bear arms. They have a right to guns.
It's unreal. It's unreal. It's
That's
really
unreal.
unreal.
So we have a caller. We have Oscar from Maryland. Oscar from Maryland, you're on with Silk and Dom. What's your question, dear?
Okay. Oh, God. Not with that number.
Oscar, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, darling, what's your question?
I'm the caller. I'm the caller. Yeah.
All right. Oscar, if you might need to turn down your computer, your TV, whatever you're looking at me on, darling, turn it down so that you can hear me directly, okay? All right. I don't know if Oscar can hear me, but I just need it. Just if there's another caller, just let me know, okay? All right. Okay, so Don, I'm gonna go back to you until they get Oscar straight away.
Okay.
Oscar, are you there? Okay, I'm gonna go back to you until they get Oscar scared away. Okay, but yeah, that was my main beef when it come down to the way that they are allowing these illegal aliens to come into our country and replace. They're not just, even though we see it happening within the black community, I believe the plan is to replace everybody. I don't care the color of your skin. I believe that their plan is to replace everybody, because we have awakened to their stupor. We have awakened to their lies. We have awakened to it point blank, and they don't like it. They don't like it at all. Okay, we got another caller. Okay, we have another caller. Is it Michelle or Michael? We have another
But
caller.
Donald Trump needs help to get. I turned it down.
Okay,
Okay.
darling, I hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear? Okay. What I was going to say is Donald Trump needs help with paying the, because he can't get a bond for his thing. And I think if somebody, I've tried to reach different people in the Republican Party or the America First Party to tell them that if we as a people all contributed, then we could get him the money he needs for his bond.
Okay. All right, darling. I will elaborate on that. Dom, do you have anything to say
But I
towards that
can't get
comment?
anybody to return my calls.
Okay.
On
Thank you,
can
darling, for
you
calling
show
in.
on that?
Dom, can you go ahead
What's
and
she
go
was
ahead and
saying to
speak.
get
Go ahead.
everyone everyone should what get behind Trump and to be able to pay
She
for
was
the legal fees?
basically, she's basically, what she's basically saying is that with every all of the Trump supporters, that we should all get together and gather up this bond money to just
Oh.
hand over
He's
to
been doing it. He done to hand over the bond money. He don't when? Talking about the money that's already been paid?
$500 million that Letitia James won.
Oh, Trump
Okay.
ain't about to pay that. What are
He
you
will be.
talking about?
Let me tell you something. We have rules and laws here in America, okay? This game that these Democrats, these stupid behind Democrats, continue to play, let me just break it down to y'all like a sawed-off shotgun, real quick, okay? We have laws and we're governed by rules here, all right? The appellate court already told them that the statute of limitation, they was out of the statute of limitation, okay? All right, you can't make up some laws and make up some rules, and then you all take and think you can railroad somebody, and then they're gonna hand you over a $500 million. And especially if they are appealing the case. If they are appealing the case, technically and by law, they're supposed to have due process to be able to appeal that first judgment. That means that first judgment is supposed to just stand there until he appeal it. He ain't supposed to hand over whatever the judgment is first and then appeal it. It don't work like that. They've already violated his Eighth Amendment right. Go ahead,
It
Don. What
makes me
say
start to
you?
wonder, do they really think they're going to win in the end with this tactic, or is it just to try to make the man break and give up before he go ahead and win? Is what I'm starting to wonder, because it's a totalitarian rule that they have going on, and God Man, I know they deserve everything they're gonna get, but I'm gonna have to pray for them for when President Trump assumes his power again, because Lord knows it's gonna be hell to pay for a lot of people. And I don't think Trump's gonna be that nice this time. I just don't. They
Oh,
think
no,
he
no,
was
no,
bad
no,
for, I
no.
don't believe.
You know, one thing about President Trump, he was about what's good for the people, okay? And what's good for the country, all right? He didn't want mayhem to be there. He didn't want us in an uproar fighting back and forth, okay? So that's why he did what he did, all right? He allowed some of the people to be around him. Okay, you say you do this, you say you do that. But now, oh no, they didn't open up Pandora box. You want to play? He gonna show you how to play. He gonna show you how it's done, baby. That's what he gonna do. All right. That's
It's
what I
because we
would
don't
do.
like it.
Huh?
Yeah, he's gonna get revenge. It's gonna be revenge like we never seen before. And
Yeah.
people gonna be so ready for it, but it's gonna hit hard. It's gonna hit heavy, and
You
I
know
believe it's gonna
what?
hit hard.
Dom, it don't even have to be revenge. It's the fact that these people have committed criminal acts against him.
Well,
All
yeah.
right. By unlawfully
Yeah.
prosecuting him, using and misapplying these different laws to do so, all right, that's a crime against him. See, if I was President Trump, I would have all these different lawsuits against them, is what I would do. Okay, your character assassinating him, you're prosecuting him, you're persecuting him, all right, and you're deliberately doing this here. For no reason, no due process. You're breaking his constitutional right. You know, took and broke into his home and violated different things. Oh no, he have a very, very big, huge case. And I believe it was today that there is this group that's been formed. Like if you are an attorney and if you want to represent President Trump, if you do represent him, then this particular group will report you to the bar. For ethic and file ethic complaints against you. Yes. And so that's why you
This
got a
is
lot
never
of these,
ending.
you have a lot of these attorneys and different things. They don't want to do anything. They are in fear. Let me tell you something real quick. If you are an attorney, especially, and you are for President Donald J. Trump, I don't care who you are, pro bono, everybody need to be there defending this because it's him today, it could be you tomorrow. Period. United we stand, divided we fall. We have to stand as a united front against this tyranny that I see. Do I have another caller?
I hear the last one is back, Oscar, I believe.
Okay, if Oscar is back, if I have
Oh,
another caller, come and talk to me, darling. What's your question?
hello, this is Oscar, and thanks for taking my call. I want to say how much I appreciate and admire you and your sister,
Thank you.
having been leading black ladies who are showing the way that we are all on the same page. I'm a elderly white man. I hate to say elderly. I don't feel I'm 73, but I'm still very concerned about this country's, and I'm so proud of people like Dom who are leaders. I'm not following the rap area a culture, but I admire anyone who loves Jesus Christ and this country and speaks for the sake of truth and honesty. This is just beautiful. And so I thought my question might be this. I got different questions, but one thing about that always confused me is how black people, primarily because they're living in the cities, are so dominated by the Democrat Party, and so also so many Jews who are ultra rich in some cases. Not I mean, they're very successful, but they support the communist Democrats. They don't seem to even recognize the damage or the danger they're supporting. So, and of course, the Democrats have always been the party of Satan in a sense, because they're the KKK. They were the launchers of a violent, bloody war on our that killed 600,000 people, and now they're somehow switched. They're able to convince people through their propaganda to to follow their lead. And now now all the truth is coming out. Like Mike Lindell, he says, God has a plan to bring the truth forward. But sometimes, have you ever heard of that statement from one of the writers in Russia? He wrote a book on how much land does a man need. It turns out to mean a 6x3 space is enough to bury a person. But he said in his book that God tells the truth, but on crooked lines. So in other words, we don't always see what God's plan is until it's gone or taking time. Anyway, tell me what you think? Should President Trump go to all the locations where large communities of blacks are, such as, let's say, Baltimore, and hold rallies there at the stadiums and stuff like that? What do you think?
All right. Thank you, Oscar, so much for calling in. All right, Dom, you want to take that? You want to take that question real quick? He want to know, should President Trump, go to all of these, the different states and different things within the black community and hold rallies?
Yeah, I think so. But this is the thing to my black people.
Yeah,
just us. Come on. So we are being vocal about that we want Trump, but let's be a little bit louder, because this is the thing. So on paper, they'll ask, like, why aren't people coming to the hood? Well, they got the statistics and the numbers, and they're pretty reliable. So only about 20-30% of us are going to go out and vote. We need to let these people know that we are interested in this election. We're interested in our rights, and we're interested in voting. If we can be extremely vocal in all these cities, so you see how Chicago is vocal, now it's in the conversation for President Trump to go. It wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't be a winning strategy for them to go to those cities unless they validate there's a reason to be there. So I say to black people, be a little bit bolder, be brave, and don't be afraid to be vocal. Let this conservative party know that you're seeking representation and you're waiting for someone to come, because there's no way that I can see President Trump coming unless he knows that he's invited,
That's right. Here's my thoughts on that. Here's my thoughts. And the reason why I have to rush along, because my time is running out, babe. Well, not, somebody told me don't say my time is running out, but it's getting time for me to get off the air. But I want to say it like this right here. First off, black people, stop waiting on somebody to come save your black ass. Okay? If you can go to the store, if you can go to the club, if you can go to a concert, when you see that President Trump is in the area, then go. If it's an hour away, then travel to the hour away. Stop waiting on somebody to come save your community. You got to get off of your behind and save yourself, is what you got to do. Stop allowing these people to indoctrinate you as if you are a victim and like you scared to do something. Stop waiting on Trump to come and save the day. You can save the day by voting right so you won't get left again. That's how you do it. We already see the writing on the wall. We see Jim Crow, Joe Biden don't give a doggone about you. He don't care about Americans, all right? We already know what we need to do. Look, Diamond and Silk didn't wait on no Republican to come and find us. We didn't wait on no conservatives to come and show us something. We saw President Donald J. Trump at the time, Donald Trump. We heard what he had to say. We heard his message. We began to be vocal, speak loud and proud on why we were stumping for Trump. Period. We didn't wait on nobody to come save us. That's our problem right now. When you sit back and you wait on somebody to come save the day, guess what? They can control you. They own you. You got your own mind. You can think for yourself. You got your own feet. If you can get out there in the streets and march talking about no justice, no peace, we shall overcome, then march your behind to a Trump rally is what you need to do. Don't wait on him to come. I'm going to wait on him to come to the hood. What? You don't wait on LL Cool J to come to the hood. You go there to the Coliseum.
Yeah,
I don't care if it's an hour, 2 hours away. You don't wait on Snoop Dogg and Dog to come in. You go out and you see them. So don't be sitting there waiting on Trump to come in. You go out and you see him. Oh, my God, let me calm down. Yeah. I know they said we have another caller, but I got to get ready to go down. I'm going to have to get you back on the show, girl. And I thank you so much for sitting on the show with me, having this lovely conversation. Look, if there's anything that you want to talk about, you make sure you get in contact with my producer so we could talk about it. So much that's going on, and you be Xing and tweeting a whole lot of different things, and I'll be like, ooh, oh, I didn't know that. So we can talk about it and educate people. And then it's not about black or white people. Stop separating yourself, black people. We are Americans. I know Jesse Jackson came up with the term African-American and then to take a label up. I got all of that, right? But guess what? I'm a black woman. I've never been to Africa, okay? I am a black American citizen. And we got to start acting as Americans and stop allowing these people to separate us. Dom, let everybody know how they can stay in contact with you, dear.
On Instagram, Twitter, at DOM_LUCRE. Or if you just search Dom Luker anywhere on the socials, it'll pull that up as well.
That's right. And you all, I also, we started following him tonight. So you can go there and you can see him right there on our Twitter or X account or whatever account they want to call it. Okay. You can do right there. Dom, thank you so much for coming on. I'll have you back on real soon. God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, what a lovely conversation. Lovely conversation. So black people, it's time for you all to wake the hell up and stop waiting on somebody to come save your black ass. All right, I'm glad I had it. I'm sorry. Sorry for my Christians in the back. I had to go head on and let it rip because a lot of people don't understand that cuteness. Sometimes you got to be blood raw with them so you can tell them the naked, nasty, low down, gutter written truth. Now listen, yes, Silk just cursed, if that's what you want to call it. Now I'm going to tell you it's time to pray. Every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we stop what we're doing and we pray. I keep telling y'all, I'm a cursing Christian. I'm a Christian that loves to cuss and don't have a problem with cussing you right on out, all right? Every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we stop what we're doing and we pray. I pray for you. You pray for me. We pray for each other. Pray for President Donald J. Trump and his family. And you all pray for God to heal the land. So in the meantime and in between time, I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.
They break down healthcare barriers to save you time and money. Mm-hmm. Go to gravecare.com. Use promo code Trump1 to sign up for your first bundle. If you're having problems when it comes to these hospitals, when it comes to these doctors, it's not just about the pandemic. It can be about anything. Gravecare.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. Also, don't forget about the Hypochlorous Body Spray. Yes. If you want to keep pathogens, viruses, and bacteria at bay, go to CBSpray.com and get your Hypochlorous Spray. If you haven't gotten your potassium iodine, if you need hydroxychloroquine, or if you need ivermectin, go to DrStellaMD.com.
Yes.
And we've been talking about the circulatory system or how it affects and impacts everything. Go over there to the Dr. Artist Show and pick up you something for that. Everything, use promo code Trump1. Now listen, I know with everything I said, I don't want you to get a little hasty, but I want you to go over there and get you some tasty at mystore.com. Get the My Coffee, the pods. They are available. Even get you a nice coffee cup. You can get that at mystore.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. That's mystore.com.
Right. I say the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake
with my coffee. I love it, y'all. I love it. So make sure. But also, don't forget about mypillow.com.
Yes.
Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase over there. Don't forget about our book, Uprisingmystore.com. Promo code Trump1. Don't forget about our bumper sticker and our t-shirt. Yes. It took 2,000 views to install one jackass. Mm-hmm. DiamondandSilk.com. Use promo code Trump1 as well.
Yes.